Time to recap. McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of June in our studios this morning. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
Doing good. Doing good. The mayor, the bullpen went for the righty there, Nate, and the mayor
we got the
is
righty. Yep, yep.
The closer.
I think Gene is getting a day off from having to pitch. Like he's pitched too many innings, and so we've got Mayor Taylor in here filling in. So,
Linda, how are you?
I am great, thank you.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Let's get to meeting number one for the month of June. We'll start first announcements, recognitions. Anything last night?
Nothing last night.
You had a presentation last night.
We did. Platte Valley Communications came in to talk to the council. They are, of course, working with our police department on the getting information back and forth in buildings. You know, when the police are in buildings and things are going down, if they're not being able to get information back and forth, that's critical. And so they came in to talk to us about what they had to do to update the system that we have, because there were areas that they did not know about, the peaks and valleys that are in McCook. And so they came in to explain what they had to do in order to get that taken care of. And they assured us that it would be then safe for our police officers and our citizens.
So good presentation last night.
It was.
Tim did a good job. Tim and Joel did a good job. You know, we've been working on our new radio system for a few years. We actually used a chunk of our ARPA funds to go ahead and upgrade the radio system, but it was more expensive than what we originally thought. Everything has been more expensive than what we originally thought. So the price tag jumped up from, I think originally we were talking $400,000 when Chief Brown and I were talking about it at first, to $500,000. To 600 to, so it ended up being about a $750,000 project. And they tested, when Motorola came out here, they were testing and they were 85% on the coverage with our handheld radios. And I guess backtracking here, the reason why we're upgrading our radio system is because everything has gone digital. The state's digital. We need to make sure that we're digital. We were on analog, but we still have some analog capabilities, and so we need to add an additional repeater to make sure that we're able to access our police officers when they are inside specific buildings. One of the buildings happens to be our building because it's built into a hill and it's a metal building. It makes it hard for them to get reception. And so we need to make sure that we add the repeater. So that's what we were talking about last night, was getting that repeater added. It's about a $30,000 approximately cost price tag. The repeater will be located on the west water tower where the current one's located, and it should do the trick, and hopefully afterwards everything is going to run perfectly. Chief Smith had mentioned he's really happy with the radio system. He was saying that there have been some incidents here recently where, had it not been for our current radio system, we wouldn't have been able to communicate with other agencies, whether it's at the state or the county level, the way that we were able to. I think they were talking about specifically the prisoner that escaped from the work ethic camp. I think that was an example where that radio system really made it easier for our people to operate. But there are some things that we need to do to update it, and for officer safety purposes, which is paramount, we got to get this done. So it's going to be an additional $30,000, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to resolve our radio issues for a long, long time.
Consent agenda, anything pulled for discussion last night?
We had item number G pulled from the consent agenda, and Councilman Calvin pulled that, and he wanted to know how we determined the City of McCook Health Board, how we determined the properties that we went and visited. And, you know, we have a long list of properties, and we are really working hard to help the property owners get their properties back into shape. And a lot of these property owners, grandma has died and the grandchildren live out of town and they have no idea what to do with this property. And so then it just sits there. And so we're working really hard with the property owners in McCook to get their properties cleaned up when they need to clean them up. You know, we're all working together and we understand what the neighbors of the property are going through. We do understand that. So if someone has some concerns, we encourage them to call the city offices and let it be known that they have concerns about the property, and our health board will take a look at it. And it's another thing about, okay, So what does it cost the city of McCook and the citizens of McCook if we declare this property has to be torn down? And we put money in the budget for it every year, but every year it costs more and more in order to take property down, and we have to go through the proper procedures. And we encourage the property owners to fix it up and take control. It's their property. So, you know, and that may be where churches in the area come in and, you know, help with the cleanup of certain properties. You know, we all work together in this community to make McCook a great place to live. And so, believe me, we on the City Council and the City of McCook, we're looking at what we can do to make it a better place to live for people.
It gets hard when you're trying to convince people and 99% of the people, they're really good about keeping their properties clean. But there are some people, it's very difficult to get through to them. And so we have a few different means that we could use. We could go to court, which we do on occasion. We try to work with people voluntarily. That's our first method of trying to resolve a nuisance abatement issue. If that doesn't work, we can take them to court. And then in extreme issues, we will call the health board, which we did this past April, to go ahead and review properties and then make a determination that the properties are nuisance properties and the nuisances need to be abated. That is the very last resort that we use, and typically we only use that for abandoned buildings because it's hard when you're trying to talk about displacement issues and what you do with people when you remove them from their homes. But we have used that method and then taken the determination from the health board to the district court to get an order from the judge to get permission to demolish the house. Like I said, that's the last resort because we respect private citizens' property rights, and we want to make sure that we do the best that we can to try to work with them. But there has been numerous occasions where we've had to make those difficult decisions. Since I've been city attorney and city manager, started in 2007, I want to say that I'd have to go back through and look at all the cases, but between working with property owners voluntarily through the court system and through the health board and district court process, I want to say that we've demoed between 30 to 50 structures. Mm-hmm. But as Mayor Taylor mentioned, it's getting more and more expensive. The last house that we demoed, we had $25,000 in the budget for demolition, and it took all of our money. That was the demo costs. There was asbestos, so we had to remediate the asbestos, and those were the tipping fees out of the transfer station because we can't waive those. $25,000 doesn't go very far when you start talking about all the different properties that we have. So our preferred method is to work with people because that is the most cost-effective way and probably the best way. You know, our job isn't out there to try to embarrass people. I don't want to embarrass anybody. We just want to try to make sure that we make our community and our neighborhoods look as good as possible. So we've been working on this for 15 years. 14 years, and I tell you what, I mean, whatever hair I had, I pulled out trying to deal with some of these properties, but you know, we appreciate when people work with us. We're also wanting to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. We would like for these issues to be handled privately, but sometimes they can't, and that's when we step in.
I did notice item B is about a pretty special 40-year celebration mixer. Lynn and I were just talking before we went on. That was on the agenda and with VK Electronics. Holy smokes, 40 years, huh?
40 years. It's going to be a party. Believe me, I know every one of those 40 years. Know them well.
I know you and Trevor are already putting together the plan for August 3rd, right?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of food, plenty of everything for everybody just to come out and celebrate with us.
I don't know about you, Rich, but that was always kind of the highlight of my weekend. You know, when I was a kid, we'd go over and rent video games and stuff. We'd have big Nintendo parties over at my house, and we'd just try out different video games from VK. Say, oh yeah, I really like this one, or not, I can go ahead and skip this one. But that's how we decided whether or not it was a video game that we were going to buy eventually. We would test them out from VK first. So,
did you ever think the days of renting movies and games would go because you don't do that anymore, of course.
Oh no.
Do you ever think that eventually go away, or
yeah,
do you have a good idea?
You know, we had a good idea that everything changes.
Okay.
And if you're not willing to change with everything changing, then it all goes away. Yeah. And remember with the Blockbusters and all the big video stores. And so, yeah, we knew that we had to change and adapt with what was going on and what we needed in our area. So it's been an exciting ride, but a long 40 years, too.
August 3rd, looking forward to that.
Okay.
Let's skip now to the regular agenda and an update regarding the swimming pool and the ballpark projects.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff happening right now, and it's very exciting. I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, kind of where we're at right now, moving forward, this is kind of the exciting part because we're getting to the point where you're going to start seeing some actual dirt being moved. Here this last week, there was a meeting that we had of the swimming pool committee with our construction manager, which is Carruthers Construction, and then also Lamprey-Nearson, who is our engineer. And at that meeting, there was a concept that was approved, or I guess selected, by the pool committee. And based upon that concept, we have an idea of what that guaranteed maximum price is going to be with Carruthers. The total cost of the build-out is going to be $6,399,567. That's a lot of money. That doesn't include the engineering, which is $374,000. And there are some smaller costs as well. But on the revenue side, we are going to issue $6 million of face value bonds. Per the recreational bond vote that was passed in November. And then also we received the grant from the DED in the amount of $562,000. And then we also have the gift, the generous gift from the Masonic Temple Craft in the amount of $250,000. So we have $6,812,000 to put towards this pool. And I want, you know, I guess to commend the pool committee and our engineer and our construction manager. They have developed a concept that makes us fit our project within the budget that we have or the funds that we have. But it is going to be a phenomenal swimming pool. They have thought of everything. Councilmember Whedon asked last night when the concept is going to be shared with the public, the final concept. That's going to be getting out here as soon as the engineer is able to get that draft completed. I think we met on Wednesday, and so I know that Andy was going to work hard on that and try to get that out to us as quickly as possible. But everything that I could have imagined, I think that we've gotten in there. And I think that everybody that had a survey that they filled out with respect to the recreational survey that we did, I think we've addressed pretty much every single issue. Recreational swimming is going to be the highlight, but also we're going to have a competitive swimming pool as well, too, for competitions. We had a good cross-section of the community that was involved with making the decisions as far as amenities. So we had moms, people that have been a part of the swim teams in years past. We had parents that had kids that are a little bit older, grandparents, and everybody had a chance to contribute. And I think that the design is going to be something that everybody's going to be very proud of. So we're excited to move forward with that project. On our end, we are working with DA Davidson to complete the official statement for the bond issuance. We also are working with our bond counsel out of Omaha. Mike Rogers is our bond counsel to complete the ordinances. So our plan is to bring the guaranteed maximum price contract with Carruthers and then also the bond ordinance to the council on June 19th. So that way then we can begin the process of getting the bonds prepped for sale. And then our end game is to get everything sold in July with an eye on construction beginning August 1st. Our completion date for the swimming pool project is Memorial Day 2024. They are currently, Carruthers' A team, we're going to get their A team. They're currently in Waverly doing Waverly Swimming Pool. They're going to be coming out to McCook, and their plan is to be here August 1st, or I said August 1st, the beginning of August. When I hear beginning of August, I assume August 1st. I guess it could be August 2nd or whatever. But I don't want people to say, that, well, Nate said August 1st, and they're not here. So, but it's going to be the beginning of August, and they move quickly. They had the Waverly pool done within the time frame that they committed to, and I expect the same thing with our project. So awesome project moving forward. And then on the ballpark, I just updated the council. We've got a stakeholders meeting which is the stakeholders are comprised of the College Foundation, who's going to be building out the ballpark, the college, the hospital is a part of that, and then also Lloyd and Elizabeth Benjamin, they participate. We're going to have a meeting on June 12th just to kind of go through the updates from each of the different sectors of our stakeholders unit. And then also on June 8th, I guess is tomorrow? What's the date today? I hope I'm not missing
six,
it right
today's
now.
Today's the 6th.
Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm not missing anything. We've got a review of our grant options and opportunities. So we're going to be meeting with representatives of the college and the hospital to go through that process. So there are some grants out there that we've identified, and we just need to figure out who's going to be responsible for what. So looking forward to that. I had a great conversation with Lloyd Benjamin. Kyle and I sat down with Lloyd probably a week or so, week or so ago. And I know that he's moving forward on the pricing of the project, and I think it's going to be something that's going to happen. So
terrific.
Yeah. Good. Two awesome projects. Obviously, we've got to split the bond issuances because the timing is a little bit different. We need to move forward with the swimming pool now so that way we can have it done this upcoming season. 2024 is kind of what we're looking at as far as a bond issuance. But time-wise, we're still looking along the same period of that payback, which is a 20-year period. That's how long it's going to take to get those bonds paid off. We actually were going through our numbers the other day, Leanne and I and Tara, just making sure, and I, Kyle was there too, don't want to shortchange anybody, just making sure that our sales tax numbers are looking strong in comparison to what we think that the bond runoff sheet is showing. And I think that we're going to be in terrific shape. We might even get this paid off early. So that's our hope.
Mayor, good.
You know, talking about sales tax, we're depending upon this sales tax in order to help us keep our swimming pool going and our things locally. And so when you go to North Platte or you go to Kearney and you pay the sales tax up there, that does not benefit McCook. So I'm always with Shop Local because it helps us all.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. We move on. An ordinance permitting a zoning change. I'll let you take over from there.
This is just a repeat. This is a second reading of a zoning change request from Southwest Public Health Department. There were no additional comments on that request last night.
Approved final subdivision agreement for the McCook Business Park Phase 2 addition?
Good conversation. Actually, last night was a fantastic conversation regarding the subdivision agreement. You know, I think that there were a lot of questions that were asked at the May 15th council meeting. And I really appreciate the McCook Economic Development Corporation because they took the constructive criticism that they received or the questions that they received or the concerns that they received, and they kind of reimagined what this project may look like to try to address some of those concerns, particularly traffic on Ravenswood Road and trying to make sure that the truck traffic didn't impact some of the residential properties in that location. I know that Greg Wolford over at W Design was helping out with this as well, too. And they came up with a plan that will divert the truck traffic and try to keep it off of Ravenswood Road as best as possible so as to not impact the lives of the people that are living there on Ravenswood Road in a way that could be detrimental. Obviously, that is industrial heavy in that location. And that's hard sometimes because sometimes the competing interests don't always match up. So we want to try to make sure that we do our best to be respectful of everyone. But also our responsibility at the city of McCook is to try to grow McCook's tax base, provide more jobs, more opportunities, hopefully, you know, provide a little bit I guess, development. So that way McCook is going to be around not just 10, 20, 30 years from now, but 100 years from now. The industrial park expansion project is a huge, huge step in that direction. The subdivision agreement actually foresees a development that has four new lots. They're going to have railroad access. At least a couple of those lots will have railroad access. They're going to have street access on the west side of the industrial park. So the current industrial park drive will be the access point for all the trucks that will be coming to McCook Business Park Phase 2, which is the new subdivision. There were some provisions that were made to restrict access east of the current entrance. But also we wanted to make sure that we took into account the fact that EMS services would probably at some point in time need to be able to access that. So we're going to grade and rock a small portion of road. It's going to be 20 foot in width, so about the size of an alleyway. So that way an ambulance or whatever can get up and down there if need be, and it's going to have a controlled access gate that's going to be locked, and there's just going to be a few entities that will have the key or the passcode to that. And then we're going to make sure that the truck traffic is handled on the north side. So there's actually going to be a truck turnaround that's going to be included in this, so that way they can get in and out east to west easier and not try to head down to the south where it's going to be controlled by that gate. And then also there's going to be signage and whatnot to make sure that nobody's trying to drive to the south, which is where the residential properties are located. So this development actually is just north of, I think there's about six or seven residential properties. And so that subdivision agreement changed the way that the overall plat looks. So we ended up having to rescind the resolution that we passed at the last council meeting because that had a plat that was attached to it that doesn't look like the current plat that has all those things that I just talked about included in there. So we rescinded that and approved the new resolution, which adopted the new plat that the council members and the public got a chance to see last night. So again, appreciated all the comments from the public. I think that last night was a good meeting. I had a chance to meet with some of the property owners on Ravenswood Road privately yesterday morning. We sat down and we talked and I kind of explained to them the thought process on the city's side and what I thought the MEDC's thought process was, and they explained to me their thought process. And it's sometimes good just to hear what other people have to say, and I appreciate the fact they listened to what I had to say. I think that probably helped address some of the concerns. Maybe not perfectly, but there's got to be some adaptation, I think, on the part of everyone. Like I said, I mean, the ultimate goal is for us to make sure that McCook is around and our kids have opportunities, moving forward. So I hope that's what we're achieving right now.
Items C and D kind of go together.
Yeah, C's the same thing.
Item E, ordinance zoning change from agricultural district to industrial heavy district for some property.
And that all goes the same, Rich, with the industrial park. You know, this is going to benefit Red Willow County, the city of McCook, all of the taxpayers in this area, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we're working, like Nate said, to make McCook go forward. And we're very lucky to have the opportunity for this to happen for McCook, because this could happen to Holdridge, Minden, any community on the way down the line from us. So we appreciate everybody working together, and we appreciate the property owners coming forward and visiting with us last night and the last council meeting that they were at. We appreciate knowing their views and being able to work with them.
And I also want to, the people that are making this actually happen are Perry and Vicki Case, and we appreciate their willingness to work with the MEDC. Is a relationship that MEDC and the city has with the Cases that is very productive for our community. And I think that, moving forward, they're going to continue to be involved with this. I think that kind of makes people feel more comfortable knowing that Perry and Vicki have a tie to that area. MEDC is going to be the developer, but I know Perry and Vicki are going to have a say in what goes in there. We want to make sure that we try to include new businesses that are a good fit, or also make sure that we're trying to listen to the property owners down there. And Perry and Vicki are very familiar with the people down there, and they care about the people down there. And so one of the things that was mentioned last night is you aren't going to see slaughterhouses go in down there. You're not going to see those kinds of things go in down there, because that's not the appropriate place for that. So I think that made people feel a little bit better as well, too. Having Perry and Vicki a part of these conversations, that helps. And it sounds to me like, there are family members, too, that are going to be involved with that as time goes on. So if Perry and Vicki aren't here, there's still going to be people there that should be able to assist the MEDC with identifying good businesses for that McCook Business Park Phase 2.
One more reading on both of them?
The resolution's done. So the subdivision's done. One more reading on the zoning modification. And there was some good conversation regarding the differences between industrial heavy and industrial light. I appreciate Nick Curl, sharp guy. He came in yesterday, and we were kind of going through those. I actually did the same thing yesterday before the meeting. I was just trying to compare, you know, the differences between industrial heavy and industrial light. And the conversation kind of focused on, does it make more sense for the southern lots that are being developed to be industrial light or industrial heavy? And I think kind of where we're ending up is MEDC understands how everything is situated out there, and they want to try to make sure that they're providing you know, development opportunities that work with the property owners in that area. They do have some covenants they develop with the first phase of the business park expansion, and they're going to take a look and see if those covenants may not fit, or if there are some things they can do with property owners that are coming in with new businesses to make sure that you know, any inconveniences are minimized. So,
presentation by Councilman Whedon regarding the recent choice gas selection period and the future of ACE.
Councilman Whedon has served on ACE and has represented the city of McCook, and we really appreciate him doing that. And the thing of it is ACE has, McCook's been a member since 1998. I remember the day when we first joined with ACE. And they have given us back $172,000, and we've used $150,000 of that for various projects in the city of the McCook. And so if you are an ACE customer, part of your bill goes back to the city of McCook in order to be used for various projects. And it's worked wonderfully. However, currently now there are 7 natural gas suppliers, and people are making their decisions as, who do I go with? And so one of the things that we talked about is ACE and how important it is for the citizens of McCook to really consider ACE as who they use for their choice gas company.
We're already council comments. Anything last night?
I just wanted to thank the city of McCook for the great job they did when we had the 9 inches or whatever
rain.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And the streets that had to be closed in Barnett Park and all of the water problems. And as Greg Wolford told us last night, he went back for the 100 years, and 5.5 inches is about what is ever been normal.
Mm-hmm.
And here we come along and surprised us all with 9 inches. And the city staff did a wonderful job. The police department, every one of them stepped up to the plate. And we really, really appreciate, we've got a first-class city staff.
You bet.
And we're thankful for that.
Dispatchers got pretty busy that day.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, yeah. Man, I think they're getting calls left and right, and did a good job of trying to make sure that they addressed all the concerns.
Barnett Park, what's the latest on that?
I haven't talked to Kyle about Barnett Park here recently. I'll check with him, and then we'll get an update out to the public.
I think a lot of the water's receded,
yes.
But
yes.
Still it can be a mess.
Well, and there's some safety concerns down there, obviously. Yeah. You know, everything is so saturated right now. One of the things that you know, concerned me a little bit, and I guess, you know, this is just me, you know, as I don't know, somebody that worries maybe more than what he should, but I saw a lot of people that were going past our cones with kayaks and stuff and taking their kids down below.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just thought, that's not good. You know, if the park is closed off and if it's coned off, don't go down there. There's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that it's an anomaly. It's something that's kind of exciting. I was down there with Kyle. We were kind of monitoring on the public works side what was going on at the intersection of Highway 83 and South Street. And it's human nature to want to go down to the river and see what it looks like. But we had 3 stalled cars at the intersection at the same time that we were trying to figure out, how do we get them moved out of here so traffic can flow through here? You know, sometimes, you know, I guess discretion is the better part of valor. And I think that, you know, if you can try to avoid those places, it's best to try to avoid them. I saw some very small cars that were trying. There was probably 12 inches of rain that was there at that intersection. And I saw some tiny cars that were trying to get through there. I'm like, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that would be my only request in the future. If we ever see anything, which I love the rain. That's great.
Not all
at
once.
I wish you could have spread that out over
a
number of weeks, months. But, I guess I would appeal to everybody, you know, just be smart. You know, don't do anything that's going to put yourself or other people into danger.
Kind of helped out on the folks, you know, watering situation, you know.
It did.
Because
we've had some serious issues trying to make sure that our SCADA system is incorporated. It's complicated. The SCADA system's complicated, mm-hmm. making sure everything interacts properly and making sure everything is coded and whatnot. So actually, from that side of things, it's allowed us to get the water treatment plant SCADA system upgrade completed without having to, you know, manually operate that water treatment plant. I think it was Thursday before we had that rainfall, Pat and I were kind of brainstorming, thinking, what do we do to try to make sure that, because we had already made a number of requests for people mm-hmm. to stop, but it was just a slow process. It took longer than what we thought it was going to make those modifications. And then we got that rainfall, and it's like, I guess we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So it was very timely in that regard.
That helped out a lot.
It did.
Our next council meeting will be coming up on the 19th.
Yeah.
Yep, 19th, yes. 2 weeks.
June 19th.
Planning Commission meeting?
Nothing. I thought there would be one this month, and there isn't. So
okay.
No Planning Commission meeting in July. So.
All right. Guys,
or June.
In June.
Yeah.
Yours already is July, right?
Man,
holy
I tell
smokes,
you what, well, we
yet.
Started budget and swimming pool and ballparks and, and you know, water and blah, blah, blah. It's like there's a lot of things to think about right now.
So. A lot. This summer will be, as Linda and I were talking earlier, it's going to be a fast summer.
It
guaranteed.
Is. It is. It's moving quickly
you
already.
Bet. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks.
Mayor Linda Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.